A federal law passed in the wake of the 2001 terrorist attacks requires states to verify the citizenship or legal residency of those applying for driver's licenses. Proponents say it will increase national security by preventing people from getting false documents, like fake IDs that can be used to open bank accounts or obtain plane boarding passes. Opponents call it an attack on immigrant rights that won't make the nation any safer. Alex Gillis is with Voces de la Frontera, an immigrant worker center.
It doesn't really fix anything. We won't be safer having 200,000 people without identification.
That's the estimated amount of undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin. Gillis says more access to driver's licenses means more trained motorists. He also says it's a way to identify people who aren't U.S. citizens and don't have legal residency.
We won't have any database, any record of these people. They do something good or bad. We won't be able to locate these people.
Currently, Wisconsin's only one of a handful of states where illegal aliens don't have to show a birth certificate or social security number to get a driver's license. If they and other applicants are required to do so, the Department of Motor Vehicles predicts long lines. But if Wisconsin doesn't pass a law to comply with federal requirements, those without verified driver's licenses wouldn't be able to board planes or enter federal buildings. The bills before the governor, however, go beyond just issuing licenses. Gillis says one proposal would refuse medical assistance benefits and school lunch aid to undocumented families. Shamie Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.